And let's turn to another hymn. 425. Jesus for me.
我们经常,
we only sing verse 1. We are very familiar with this hymn.
我们先把它念一遍.
Let's read 1.
耶稣为我，耶稣为我，每时候，每处所，耶稣为我。
Jesus for me, Jesus for me.
每时候，每处所，耶稣为我。
All the time, everywhere, Jesus for me.
轻轻键盘就好。
You are the one who liveth out from valley.
你是把黑暗消除，把光带给我们的一位。
You take away the darkness and shine a light upon us.
你是除去我们的忧虑，把喜乐带给我们的一位。
You take away all troubles and give us joy.
有这样宝贝的主耶稣。
Oh, with this precious Jesus.
天天与我们同在一起。
And be with us daily.
我们心中甚至满了感激。
Our hearts are full of thanksgiving. May you this morning again reveal yourself to us. Reveal how precious you are to us. May we rely on you the rest of our days.
来经历你,
to experience you. To enjoy your sustain. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
我们结合弟兄姊妹都一起圣经。
I'm going to read one verse first. Matthew chapter 12. The book of Matthew chapter 12. Verse 29.
这是主。 耶稣亲自讲的话。
This is what Jesus told us himself.
我们请小梅先和弟兄姊妹一同先来读英文。
We'll read in English first. Or again, how can anyone enter a strong man's house and carry off his possession unless he first ties up the strong man, that he can rob his house?
中文啊。
Okay.
人怎能进壮士家里抢夺他的家具呢？除非先困住那壮士，才可以抢夺他的家财。这节圣经啊，很有讲究。
And this verse has a lot of knowledge.
这里讲的那个壮士
，The strong man that's mentioned here
是指着我们的仇敌。
It's talking about our enemy.
就是撒旦，就是魔鬼。
Which is a Satan, the devil.
这个撒旦，我们这个仇敌啊，他很强壮。
And this Satan is very strong.
他把我们这帮人抢走。
Because he had robbed all of us away.
把我们放在他的手下，作为他所用的器具。
He wants to rob us so he can use it as his instrument.
所以今天人类啊，都是。做了魔鬼的工具。
So all of us have been used as instrument for the devil.
现在有一个人。
But now there's another one.
进到这个壮士的家里。
He entered into the strong man's house.
来抢夺他的家具。
And carry off his possessions.
这个人就是我们的主耶稣。
And this person is our Lord Jesus.
这位主耶稣啊，他比强者更强。
And Jesus is stronger than the strongest.
他比壮者更壮。
He's tougher than the toughest.
啊，他来到地上来做人。
He came to earth to become a man.
他因为勇敢地走上十字架的道路。
He is so courageous to take on the road to the cross.
你看主耶稣多刚强。
You see how strong he is?
啊，他能够不顾死亡和艰难，不顾血肉和痛苦。
He despised death.Despise all insults and pain and suffering.
他能够勇往直前的上十字架。
He go forward, straight forward to the cross.
啊，就这位主耶稣啊，他比那个强者更强，比那个壮者更壮。
Therefore, our Jesus is stronger than the strongest and tougher than the toughest.
他借着十字架就败坏了当时前的魔鬼。
Through the cross, he had destroyed the Satan.
那也把我们的罪恶以及世界所有的黑暗的权势。统统都瓦解。
And he had destroyed all this dominion and power of darkness.
那么这位主耶稣基督呢？他从壮士的家里边，把我们这些曾经被掳去的家具啊，就抢得回来。
So Jesus entered the strong man's house and take us away from the strong man.
使我们重新归给神来被神使用。
So we can be returned to God and be used by him.
我们大部分的基督徒，或者说许多爱主的基督徒，都盼望我们能够有一种得胜的生活。
Or the majority of Christians desire to live a victorious life.
我相信我们今天在座的弟兄姊妹也是这样。
I believe all of us here are like that.
我们都盼望能够做一个爱主的基督徒。
We want to be Christians who love the Lord.
能够有得胜的生活。
That we can have victorious life.
能够好好的爱主、侍奉主。
We can love Him and serve Him.
好好的跟随主、走主的道路。
That we can follow Him and on this heavenly journey.
那这是我们的心愿。
This is our desire.
我们盼望能够讨神的喜悦。
We want to please Him.
能够遵行神的旨意。
And to obey His commandments.
但是。我们如何能够有得胜的生活呢
？But how can we live a victorious life？
这个就很有讲究。
There's a lot of knowledge in this。
所以今天早晨呢，我们就来讲这一个点。
So today we'll talk about this。
就基督徒如何能够有得胜的生活
？How can Christians live a victorious life？
我们首先呢要来看啊，我们人在地上有几方面的仇敌。
First, we'll look at there are many enemies for men when we live on earth.
至少有三方面的仇敌。
At least there are three kinds of enemies.
头一方面的仇敌呢，就是撒旦，就是魔鬼。
First, that is that Satan, the devil.
撒旦呢是专门和神作对。
Because he is God's adversary.
你说撒旦这个名字
是什么意思？
Do you know the name, the meaning of the word Satan?
撒旦这个字翻成中文就是对头。
And Satan, the word if you translate it, is called adversary.
啊，那就是说他专门和神作对的。
He always opposes God.
那也是专门和我们神的儿女作对。
He also opposes us also.
神在我们身上有非常美好的旨意。
God has beautiful plan and purpose for us.
神要把我们这般属于他的人呢、啊，带到他的国度里边。
Because God wants to bring His people into His kingdom.、啊、
把我们带到神爱的国度里边。
He wants to bring us to His kingdom of love.
叫我们生活在神的光中。
That we can live under His light.
生活在神的荣耀里边。
And in His glory.
生活在神的爱里边
that we can live in his love.
能够享受他诸般的丰富
that we can enjoy all his abundance.、
啊、并且呢还要叫我们这般人呢能够像主耶稣基督
that we can be like the Lord Jesus.、啊、
并且还要我们这般人在宇宙中间为神执掌权柄
that we can rule、for him in this universe.、
啊、那个也就是基督的国度的来到
And this is the、coming of the kingdom of God.
可撒旦呢，就专门和神作对。
But Satan always opposes God.
他知道神有这样一个计划。
He knew that God has this kind of a plan.
他就来破坏神的计划。
He wants to destroy God's plan.
我们要爱主。
We want to love the Lord.
撒旦就百般的阻挠，让我们不能够爱主。
And Satan put all kinds of obstacles before us so that we cannot love God.
我们要追求主，要服侍主。
We want to seek after him and serve him.
撒旦就常常会千方百计，用各式各样的环境来阻挠我们。
So Satan will do all kinds of ways, all kinds of situations to stop us.
让我们这帮人就无法好好的服侍他，无法好好的这个跟随他。
That we cannot serve him and follow him properly.
你们读过约伯记的故事就知道了。
You read the story of Job.
你看这个约伯这个人呢、啊，他是很爱神的。
And Job loved God.
这个人为人呢、啊，公义正直。
He's righteous and upright.
一切事情都讨神的欢喜。
He did everything that pleased the Lord.
这神也很喜欢这个约伯。
And God also loved Job.
因为他敬畏神，远离恶事。
Because he feared God and departed from evil.
他有一天呢，撒旦就来控告约伯了。
But one day Satan came and accused Job.
撒旦就对神说。啊，约伯敬畏你，岂是无缘无故的吗
？Satan told tell God, you think that Job liked you for no reason?
因为你把他保护的好好的。
Because you protect him so well.
在他环境中给他圈上篱笆。
And you put all the fence around him.、
啊、你保护的那么好嘛，哎，当然约伯就会爱你啦。
Because he protect him so well, of course he loves you.
如果你把这个篱笆擦掉。
But if you remove all these fences,
啊，你就不要那么用心的保护他。
Don't try to protect him so well.
让他碰见一些难处看看。
May he enter some difficulties.
你看约伯就当面就弃掉你这位神了。
And he will forsake you right at your face.
你看看，这就是撒旦所做的工作。
This is the work of Satan.
就常常来破坏我们这些人。
He always wants to destroy us.
常常借着各式各样的环境啊，来搅扰我们。
And through all kinds of situations, and want to upset and provoke us.
是这个是我们头一个仇敌。
So this is our first enemy.
啊，他一直在神面前跟我们作对。
And before God, he always opposes us.
神要得着我们，他就想把我们拉走。
And if God wants to gain us, he always pulls away.
我们今天啊，每一个基督徒都是面对这个仇敌。
We all face this enemy.
第二方面的仇敌。
The second kind of enemy that we have
世界的诱惑
It is the temptation of the world
这世界的诱惑就包括名利啊地位啊还有财富啊等等
It will include the fame, wealth and materialism, all these things
还有各式各样的享受
And all kinds of pleasures of sin
你们记得当主耶稣在旷野中试探的时候
Remember how Jesus was tempted in the wilderness?
这撒旦就把天下的万国和万国的荣华都摆在他的跟前。
How Satan laid before Jesus the nations and all the glories of it before him.
撒旦就对耶稣说
And Satan told Jesus,
你若俯伏拜我的话呀
If you worship me,
那么这些荣华富贵啊就通通都归给你。
And all this glory I will give it to you.
今天我们也同样面对着这一个试探。
Today we face the same kind of temptation.
你看看今天这个世界上呢，有多少的享受
？There's so many pleasures of sin.
有多少吸引我们的东西
？So many things that can draw our hearts.
好看的
，things things that are
好听的
things that's pleasant to our eyes, to our ears, there's something that's good to
us. 除了名利地位这些不着
besides wealth and fame,
光是一个小小的电脑啊就会把我们人绑住
and even the little computer is going to bind us.
你说今天呢很多的家长啊心里面很烦恼的一件事情呢他的孩子啊就是一直玩电脑一直玩电脑他这个晚上都不好的睡觉那怎么办呢
so just something that really bothers parents is that children want to play on the computer all day long and will not go to bed
所以我听见一些家长们这样的诉苦
so when I heard about these complaints from the parents
怎么办
so what are we going to do about this
这个我们从前我们小的时候啊就没有这些没有这么多的试探
when I was young I didn't have these kind of temptations
我们哪有那个时候呢我们哪有那么好玩的东西
there's no such thing as so much fun
今天这个时代就不同了
but in this world nowadays is different
因为各式各样好玩的东西啊都被我们捆住了
there's so many things that is so fun that really bind us
所以这个世界上这许多好看的好听的好玩的好吃的等等东西啊都是成为我们的一个仇敌
so all these things are so pleasant to our ears to our minds and to our hearts
就捆绑住我们捆绑住我们
it's like a chain that
让我们就没办法好的爱做好的爱子
that we cannot love the Lord
上个礼拜的姊妹聚会当中
and last this is fellowship
一个新来的姊妹来参加我们的聚会
it's a new person that came among us 他
在做房地产的生意
he's a real estate agent
那么他来参加姊妹聚会之后呢他很受感动
and after she participated in the fellowship she was really touched
他真的觉得哎呀这个聚会真很好啊
oh the meeting is so wonderful
哎呀我应该好好的聚会啊
I really should go to church
那我们去邀请他呀
so we invited her
你来啊
come
哎呀你礼拜天至少礼拜天可以来聚会啊
at least Sunday you can set apart to come to church
他说不行啊
oh no I can't
礼拜天是我最忙的时候啊
my business day is on Sunday
很多人要看房子啊
a lot of people want to see houses
我要做生意啊
I have to do
我哪有时间来聚会
how would I have time to go to church
所以他想要来聚会他就没办法来聚会
she wants to come to church but she can't come to church
所以这个就是世界上的一切把我们这个霸端在那里
So the world kind of occupy all our hearts.
是我没办法好好来敬拜神，来亲近神，来享受神的功夫。
So we cannot draw close to Him and worship Him and enjoy Him.
还有第三方面的仇敌。
The third kind of enemy.
第三方面的仇敌是在我们里边。
It is something that inside us.
啊，头两个仇敌都在外面。
The first two kinds of enemies are outside.
第三方面的仇敌啊，在我们里边。
The third kind is something that inside us.
就是我们的肉体。
It's our own flesh.
啊。包括我们肉体的许多的邪情私欲
many kinds of desires and lusts inside us
所谓的肉体啊就是我们这个堕落的人
we talk about flesh is the fallen nature
在圣经里面讲到肉体啊都是我们这个堕落的败坏的人
and when the Bible talk about flesh it talk about our evil and fallen nature
你知道我们这个肉体里面的许多许多败坏的东西
there's so many corruptible things in our own nature
这都是我们仇敌
these are all our enemies
第一个仇敌
the first enemy
就肉体里面第一样东西
in our flesh the first enemy
那就是我们的脾气了
is our temper
你知道今天多少人啊就都是受到这个脾气的痛苦
and many of us suffer from our own temper
哎呀我这个人本来不想发脾气，但是我怎么今天又发脾气了呢
？I really don't want to have a temper. I don't know why today again I have a temper.
哎呀，发完脾气之后呢，自己啊就很痛苦，很痛苦。
And after you have a temper, you feel so bad about it.
因为我一发脾气的时候啊，弄得周围都不平安。
Because when I have temper, there's no peace around me.
所以这个脾气就是我那个仇。
So temper is our enemy.
肉体里面第二样东西呢
？The second thing in our flesh.
恼怒。
Is wrath.
好，这个。我们也是在姊妹聚会里面读到箴言第十六章。
And we read Proverbs chapter 16 in the first fellowship.
那里就是圣经就说。
And that's the verse that says.
不轻易发怒的胜过勇士。
It said when we do not have temper easily, we are stronger than a warrior.
一个人啊，如果能够不发怒。
If a person will not have a temper.
你就是一个强者。
Then you are a warrior.
你就是一个勇士。
And then you are a warrior.
但是今天我们很多人呢，我们都不是勇士。
But yet most of us are not warriors.
我们都是弱者。
We are weaker.
因为我们一看见一些我们不喜欢的事情。
Because when we encounter something we don't like,
一听见我们那些不喜欢的言语，
things that we don't like to hear,
我们这个人，你马上就动怒了。
And immediately we started to have a temper.
哎呀，所以他说啊，一个人要制服自己的这个恼怒啊，这些东西啊，不发怒的话呀，要比去一共去一个奸臣还要艰难了。
He said it, a man who controls his temper is better than one who takes a city.
虚得当兵的做将军的，他能够把一个城市攻打下来。
Many generals or soldiers, they can conquer a city.
但是呢，却没办法让自己把恼怒平静下来。
But they cannot quiet their own wrath.
啊，所以这个你想想呢，这个当一些你动起恼怒来的话呀，那真是有的人真是。哦，这个天震地动，那是不得了的。
So when somebody has a big wrath, it just the whole heaven and earth just tremble.
第三样。
Thirdly,
我们忧郁。
Our depression.
啊，那些忧虑啊，那些烦恼啊，那些忧郁症忧郁。
All our things are worries and weary us.
哎呀，我们天天的忧虑烦恼怎么办
？Day by day, we always go through all these troubles of weary and worries.
儿女不听话怎么办？
What are we going to do when our children is not being obedient?
这个钱不够用又怎么办
？What are we going to do when we don't have enough money?
将来我老了，没人照顾我，那怎么办
？What are we going to do when I'm getting older, nobody take care of me?
啊，许多事情都是叫我们忧虑烦恼嘛。
Many things make us worry.
这一活在忧虑烦恼啊，你赞美都赞美不出来。
So when you live in the worries, you cannot praise God.
你根本就没办法在神面前好好的敬拜，好好的赞美感谢神。
And how can you worship and praise God?
那你也没办法为神做见证。
And you cannot testify.
这也是我们的仇敌。
And this is also our enemy.
还有一种呢，叫猜疑。
Another thing is suspicion.
我们肉体里边啊，有很多很多会猜疑的东西。
In our flesh, so many things were suspicious.
那事情不是这个样子。
Like things are not like this.
对方说这句话，对方说这样的，其实也不是这么回事。
And somebody say something, and then you suspect it's something else.
但是呢，你就无缘无故去猜疑，这样猜想，那样猜想。
So for no reason, you just suspect this and suspect that.
他讲这句话是什么意思啊
？What does that mean when he says that?
他这个人今天脸色不好看，是不是对着我有什么？有什么想法呀
？And this person's countenance is not good today. Do you have something against me?
我就听见一个弟兄讲的。
I heard a brother who said.
他有一次啊，就跟人一起讲起来。
And one time he was having a talk with another person.
他说我跟我的太太结婚啊。
I've been married to my wife.
就是我的岳父啊，是因为很看重我。
Because my father-in-law really, I think that I'm very important.
对，他就想把他的女儿呢，就嫁给我们就，这样我们就结婚了。
So he wanted to give her daughter to me. That's how we got married.
其实他是一个好意啊，他是这个，这是一桩很美满的婚姻。
And what he's mentioning is a beautiful marriage.
那么都可他的岳父呢，就是看中他。
It's wonderful that his father-in-law looked upon him as a good person.
但那个太太一听见就不得了了。
But when the wife heard this, she got angry.
原来不是你要爱我呀、
啊。Oh, because.Oh, yeah, I didn't know that.
原来是我爸爸硬把我生给你的。
Oh, it's my father who just gonna push me.
啊，原来你跟我结婚是为了我爸爸的缘故啊。
So you married me because of my father.
所以你就从来没爱过我呀。
Meaning you never had loved me.
就大吵，你大吵，吵了一场。
And then they have a big fight.
这本来是一件很美好的事情。
But this is a beautiful thing that
we mentioned. 我们就常常会这样猜想，那样猜想呢，把一件好事情，把一句很好的话呢，我们当作很坏的。
So when we suspect this and that, we change a simple thing to something else.
所以我们人里边那些都是猜忌啊，都是我们的仇敌啊。
So all this is, you know, evil suspicion it becomes our enemy.
就把我们这个人呢害得不害人最浅了。
And really, really make us suffer a great deal.
还有一个仇敌。
Another enemy.
胆怯。
Timidity.
哎呀，这个胆怯也是一个叫我们呢不能好好的服侍神。
And this timidity also would not let us really serve the Lord.
啊，这个胆怯这个徒弟呢，就是多一事不如少一事。
It's something that rather than one more thing I have to do.
哎呀，恐怕我这样做了的话会错。
Because in case what happens if I did it wrong?
恐怕我这样做的话呢，别人会不喜欢。
Or if I do this, people don't like it.
所以啊，我怕我祷告不好听呢，弟兄怎么会笑我？
And if I don't pray well, brothers and sisters will laugh at me.
我把我服侍多了的话呢，别人看见了会讨厌。
Or if I serve too much, people will be disgusted at my service.
所以呢， 他就担心我服侍这么错了，那样会做错了，神也不大喜欢。
And he worries in case he didn't serve God well, and God is not happy.
所以祷告，我祷告不好，干脆不祷告。
And since I cannot pray well, so I'm not going to pray at all.
我教诵圣经，他就会叫我，你怎么这个这圣经都教诵不好啊？这跟人家笑也不好意思啊。
So if I share, people laugh at me. Is I don't like this.
他干脆不祷告。
So I'm not going to share.
干脆不交通。
I'm not going to share.
干脆什么事情不做。
I won't do anything.
反正啊，做了就会错，不做就不会错。
So if I do it, I'm in trouble. So might as well not do it.
那干脆什么都不做，那就永远不会错。
So if I don't do it, I would never be wrong.
你知道这个胆怯也是害死人。
So this timidity also makes us suffer.
消除掉我们在神面前蒙恩的功用。
Because it will take away the function that we have before the Lord.
让我们在神面前变成一个没有用的一个人。
It makes us useless before God.
还有一个题。
Another problem.
我们很爱面。
We love to save our face.
你知道啊，我们的一个一爱面子啊，也是。让我们在主面前呢，就没办法好好的长进。
If we love our faith so much, we cannot progress.
今天我们都说基督徒不能够在主面长进，就是因为太爱我们的颜面。
Many Christians cannot grow because they love their faith too much.
我想不要再讲太多了啊。
I'm not going to dwell on it much.
你想想，我们会碰见这么多的仇敌。
So when we encounter so many enemies.
有外面的仇敌。
The enemies outside,
也有我们里面的仇敌
and there are enemies inward.
所以我们要过得胜的生活啊，就需要胜过这许多各式各样的仇敌。
So if we want to live a victorious life, we must overcome all these enemies.
去胜过我们里里外外许许多多的仇敌。
We must overcome all these problems that is inside and outside.
那么现在问题就是，我们如何能够胜过这许多仇敌？让我们可以过得胜的生活呢
？So this thing we have to draw is how can we overcome all these enemies so we can live a victorious life？
这就是今天我要和大家来讲到。
So this is what we need to share today。
我想第一点呢
，Firstly，
就是你要靠着自己去得胜的话，是永远不可能。
It will never be possible for us to overcome things if we rely on our own strength。
今天我们许多人。恐怕都是走在这条路上。
Many of us are on this journey.
我们想要自己来过得胜的生活。
We want to live a victorious life by ourselves.
但是我们得到结果呢，极无可能。
But it is totally impossible.
因为我们那个对手啊，这个撒旦那个对手啊，太强。
Because that Satan is very strong.
所以我们这帮人呢、啊，很软弱，我们绝不是撒旦的对手。
But yet we are so weak. We cannot face him off.
我们如果靠自己去要去胜过的话呢，我们只会败阵呢、啊，就败得很惨败。
And if we want to face it with our own strength, we'll definitely will be defeated greatly.
我们想到人类的始祖亚当和夏娃的失败。
We think about our ancestor, the failure of Adam and Eve.
你知道亚当夏娃为什么会失败
？How come they were defeated?
这个那一天呢，撒旦就借着叫蛇来对夏娃说。
And Satan used a snake and told Eve.
哎，夏娃。
It's Eve.
神岂是真说不许你们吃园中所有树上的果子吗
？Did God really said that you cannot eat all every kind of fruits in the garden？
夏娃就说。是啊，神就告诉我们，你不可以吃园中那一个分的十二种的果子啊、因为我们吃的时候就会死。
Oh yeah, because God said that you cannot eat the fruit from the tree of good and evil, or else you will die.
撒旦说啊，不一定啊。
And Satan say, oh no no.
因为神知道，你们如果吃了那个分的十二种的果子的话呢，你们眼睛就明亮。
Because God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open.
你们就能像神一样，能够知道善恶。
And you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
从此你就很有智慧。
And then you'll be very knowledgeable.
你就不需要去请教神了。
You don't have to ask God anymore.
你们看看现在，你们凡事都要依靠神。
Now that you always rely on God.
每一件事去请教神。
Everything you have to rely on God.
多麻烦呢、啊、
？It's so troublesome.
你吃了这个分别善恶的果子啊，你就能够分别善恶是非了。
Because if you eat this fruit. of the tree of God, good and evil. So if you're full of knowledge, you don't have to rely on God anymore.
这个夏娃一听呢，再看看这个，哦，这个分别上的果子很可爱啊。
So after Eve heard it, he looked at the tree. It's so lovely. The fruit is so lovely.
我们吃了以后啊，会叫我有智慧。
And that after I eat it, it will give me knowledge.
他就把这个果子也摘下来就吃了。
So he took it and ate it.
你看看，夏娃的失败失败在哪里啊？
What is the reason of her failure?
夏娃的失败啊，就是自己去跟魔鬼打交道。
It's because she wanted to encounter Satan by herself.
如果夏娃那个时候啊，就到神面前去，你说神啊，哎，这条蛇给我这么说这么说，神啊，我应该怎么对付他呀？
But if Eve was come before God and told God, oh, this is what the snake told me, and what should I do?
那今天我们人类的历史上就改写。
And the whole human history will be had to be rewritten.
很不幸的呢。
But unfortunately,
这个夏娃就是没有去请教神。他就直接跟魔鬼打交道。
He did not ask God and to direct
him. 所以今天我们人类的失败都是这个原因。
This is the reason why we fail all the time.
你碰见一些试炼。
When you encounter some trial.
碰见一些难处。
Or difficulty.
碰见一些许多许多叫你痛苦的事情。
Many things that cause your suffering.
你受不了的事情。
Things that you can't stand it.
你常常要拼。自己的智慧，凭自己的聪明，凭自己的能力，想去应付。
And many times we use our own wisdom, our strength to deal with these problems.
所以结果呢，你变成魔鬼手下的败将。
And you became, you lost before the Satan.
你的家庭里也好。
Either at home.
你的社会上也好。
Or in the society.
还是你要用自己的本事、自己的能力要去应付、去征战的话，你一定是惨败。
And whenever you want to use own strength and talents and gifts to handle Satan, you will be defeated miserably.
哎呀，你会败得很惨嘛。
You'll be defeated miserably.
所以这个是一定要认清的啊。
So this is something we know for sure.
我们绝不能够靠自己去应战。
We cannot use our own strength to stay him off. Secondly,
你要看见一个得胜的生命。现在已经赐给我们了。
You must know that there is a victorious nature in us that has been given to us.
因为啊，我们有一位替我们打了胜仗的一位。
Because there's one who already fought a victorious battle for us.
那就是我们的主耶稣。
That is our Lord Jesus.
主耶稣来到地上做人。
Lord Jesus came to earth to become a man.
他从天上降世来到地上做人。
He came from heaven to earth to become a man.
其中有一个目的。
It's a purpose.
就是要站在我们人的地位上。
It's that he will stand on the position of a man.
来替我们和魔鬼打仗。
And he was going to fight the Satan for us.
要把亚当和夏娃所失败的地方。
In the same place where Adam and Eve had failed.
就是那个因为亚当夏娃的失败而失落那个失地啊，主耶稣把它重新去夺回来。
He want to regain the ground that we have lost.
就叫收复失地啊。
You mean he want to regain the ground?
所以主耶稣那一天在旷野受魔鬼40天试探。
So when Jesus was tempted by Satan for 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness,
我想这段事情大家都很熟悉，是吧？
And you're very familiar with this.
魔鬼给他三个大的试探。
And Satan gave him three temptations.
头一个试探呢，就魔鬼对他说：“你如果是神的儿子，你可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。”
And Satan said, "If you are truly the Son of God, you can change the stone into bread."
这个试探呢，就包括生活上的熬炼。
These include all the trials of life.
今天我们人在这个地上呢，都是为了生活而忙碌。
Nowadays, we are so busy with our daily livelihood.
为什么我今天要那么忙碌啊？
Why am I so busy now?
就是为了昨天晚上一个弟兄姊妹说，为了五斗米折腰吧，好像是你跟讲的，是不是？
Well, we have to live for all the rice and other grains that we need to process.
我们今天所以那么忙碌，那么劳苦啊，都是为了生活问题。
We are busy, we labor because of the need of our livelihood.
但主耶稣替我们打了胜仗。
But the Lord Jesus has victorious over them.
第二个试探呢？
The second temptation.
就是撒旦把世上的万国万国的荣华摆在他跟前。
And the devil took Jesus to show him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor.
这就是刚才我讲到的，就世界上的名利地位这些的试探。
The temptation of fame and wealth.
主耶稣也替我们打了胜仗。
He already had a victory over these.
第三个试探。
The third temptation.
魔鬼把主耶稣带到殿顶上去。
And a devil took Jesus to the top of the temple.
对他说。
And said to him.
你如果是神的儿子。
If you're the son of God.
那么你就从那个殿顶上去跳下来。
Why don't you just throw yourself down from the temple?
如果今天你看，在耶路撒冷有几万人聚集。
There's so many people living in Jerusalem.
你从那个圣殿的殿顶上一跳下来。
If you would throw yourself down from it.
不但没摔死。
Not only you would not die.
你皮都没破。
You didn't even scratch yourself.
也没有跌倒。
You did not fall.
啊，你跳下来站得稳稳的。
And you just jump down, you just.
那么大家都佩服你啊。
And everybody will just.
啊，你想想，你在人面前啊，多么的扬威吐气啊，扬眉吐气啊。
And how victorious you will be before men.
你可以扬名立万。
And you can spread your fame.
你在人面前啊，那是不得了了。
And you become a great person before men.
这个就是今生的骄傲。
This is the pride of this life.
今天我们人啊，在这世界上有许多的奋斗啊，都是为了一口气。
And many times, nowadays, we struggle so hard because we just want to win.
我们许多时候和别人争吵啊，就是为了争一口气。
Many times we struggle or have argue with somebody because we just want to win.
这口气我咽不下来的。
And I cannot swallow.
我非要斗一斗不可。
I must struggle.
今天人的痛苦难处啊，这个争吵就是要争一口气。
So many times we suffer, and because we just want to win.
主耶稣呢，也替我们得胜。
And the Lord Jesus has victory.
主耶稣啊，就把魔鬼给他的各样的试探呢，主耶稣每一样都打了胜仗。
For every temptation that Satan laid before him, he defeated him one by one.
亚当夏娃就在这个战场上被魔鬼打败。
On this battleground. Satan,
所以亚当就失去了在神面前的地位，受到了许多的神要给我们的产业。
Therefore, Adam and Eve had lost all inheritance and losing ground.
那么现在主耶稣基督呢，就站在魔鬼把亚当打败的那一个战场上呢，重新来应战。
So on the same battleground, Satan win, Jesus win the victory.
主耶稣在这个战场上就完全得胜。
He's totally victorious.
因为主耶稣得胜了，就把亚当说失去那个失地呀、啊，就重新就收复回来了。
Because of his victory, he again gained ground from Satan.
这就是我们回到刚才所读的头一节圣经。
This is why we went back. We're going to go back to the first verse we studied.
讲到主耶稣说啊，人进那个壮士的家里啊，去抢到他的家具。
This is how we say he entered the straw man's house and carried off his possessions.
我们很可怜呐、啊，我们这些人都是在那个魔鬼这个壮士手下，都他的家具被他使用。
And we are so pitiful because we are under the Satan's rule and become his instrument.
那么现在有一位比魔鬼比这壮士更壮的一位。
But there is one that's stronger than the strong man.
我们的主耶稣比强者更强，比壮者更壮。
So our Lord Jesus is stronger than the strongest and tougher than the toughest.
他的十字架上已经把魔鬼打败了。
On the cross, he had victory over Satan.
借着这十字架的死，败坏了当时间的魔鬼。
Through the cross, he had destroyed the power of Satan.
是主耶稣为我们打了一个全胜的胜仗。
He is all victorious in this battle with Satan.
并且他把死亡的权势废去。
And he destroyed the power and dominion of death.
他第三天从死里复活起来。
He was raised on the third day.
神赐给他一个超乎万名之上的名。
And God gave him a name that is above all names.
那主耶稣把这个名就赐给我们。
And then Jesus gave all the people this name.
我们就从主耶稣他这里啊，就得到了一个得胜的生命。
Therefore, from Jesus, we have this victorious nature in us.
直到我们信主的时候，我们借着与主连接在一起呢。主的得胜就成了我们的得胜。
So when we believe, when we're united with Him, His victory becomes our victory.
所以现在你知道为什么我们人人都要信主耶稣
？Therefore, why we need to believe in the Lord Jesus?
因为我们人人都是软弱的弱者。
Because we are very weak.
我们不是能够打过仇敌的人。
We cannot overcome our enemies.
我们不是失败。
We are the defeated ones.
但是现在我们借着信主耶稣基督
But through believing the Lord Jesus
和主耶稣连接在一起
And be united with him
你说和主耶稣我们信主就和主连接在一起啊
When we believe and be united with him
我不行
But I can't do it
我太软弱
I'm too weak
我不是仇敌的对手
I cannot overcome my enemy
现在我来信靠主耶稣
But now I believe in him
感谢赞美主耶稣
We thank the Lord
他比强者更强
He's stronger than the strong.
他比更
壮。He's tougher than the strong.
我一和他连接在一起。
As soon as I'm united with him.
你和主耶稣连接在一起啊，他的就是我的。
So what become his become mine.
所以主耶稣的得胜啊，就成了我们的得胜。
So his nature becomes my nature.
我们可以靠着主耶稣的名，
And、
我们可以过得胜的生。
Through his name, we can live a victorious life.
所以弟兄姊妹，我现在我们知道，今天我们里边已经有得胜的生命。在我们里头
So you must know that there is a victorious nature of life in us.
这是一件很重要的事情。
This is something very important.
你必须要认识你自己是个弱者，你没办法胜过仇敌的。
You must recognize that you are a weak one. You cannot overcome Satan.
并且你要看见，因为我们信了主耶稣和主耶稣连接在一起。
And then you have to know that when we believe and united with Him,
主耶稣把那个得胜的生命就赐给了我们了。
And He gives us the victorious
life. 所以现在在你我里面，我们对一个得胜的生命。
So inside every one of us, we have this life that's victorious.
那现在我们最重要的一件事情呢？
This is very important for us now.
我们要天天来享受主耶稣基督这个得胜的生命。
We must enjoy this life that is victorious.
所以我们做基督徒信主以后啊，我们经常与主耶稣连接。
Therefore, after we believe it, we always will be united with Him.
和主有交通。
Have fellowship with Him.
所以为什么基督徒要常常聚会、常常祷告、常常读圣经呢
？Why would Christians always go to meeting and read the Bible and pray?
这个不是一个律法。
This is not law.
这是你要看见，我们就借着既祷告与主连接。
Through prayer, we can be united with Him.
借着读圣经来与主交通。
And through reading the Bible, we have fellowship with Him.
借着聚会，然后就什么一同享受主的丰富。
Through meeting together with other saints, we can enjoy His abundance.
这样，我们和主紧紧的连接在一起。
So when we are so closely knit together with Him,
主的生命在我们上就能够彰显出来。
So His life may be manifested.
我们仅靠着他而得胜。
Through him, we can have victory.
这就是我们得胜的秘诀。
This is the secret of victorious life.
我想你们很多人都看这个那个电灯啊，有的时候有三个插头，就三个灯头。
You know the plug has three prongs.
你有一个线呢，这个电灯啊，电灯泡。
And there's a line that goes to the light.
一个是有白白的那个照亮的灯泡。
It's a bulb that's white.
有的时候旁边带着一个小小的蓝的或者红的灯泡。
And maybe there is a blue or a red a little bulb next to it.
那么你的 switch 啊，就是用线一拉。
So if you have a string, you just pull it.
这个白的灯泡就亮起来了。
And the white bulb will be lighted.
这个房子就变得很明亮。
And this room is bright.
你再一拉。
And one more time you pull the string.
那么旁边那个蓝蓝的小灯泡就亮起来了。
And the blue bulb will be lighted.
那是大概夜间呢。就不需要那么强的灯光的时候，你可以用。
Because you don't use it at night time, you don't need the string.
那么再一拉
，and you pull the string again.
然后那一拉变得很暗了。
And then everything would shut off.
因为那个电已经关掉了。
Because you turn off the electricity.
就在乎啊，那个 switch 就是你转到什么地方。
It depends how the switch, where the switch will go.
我用这个比方，今天在我们里面。
I'm using this example because today inside us.
一个。是主的生命在我们里头。
Similarly, there's God's life in us.
另外一方面呢，我们那个肉体的生命还在我们里头。
But yet also our old man is still there.
所以问题就是，关键就在你怎样的，你和哪一个源头连接在一起。
So the point is, which source are you being connected to?
假设我们是和那个老亚当，我们天然，我们原来那个自己的生命、旧造的生命在一起的话
，So if you united with your old man the nature of Adam，
换句话说，你这个人啊，是靠着你那个旧造的生命而活的。
So if you live according to the old Adam's life，
那么可想而知啊，你一定是打败仗。
Definitely you'll be defeated。
那你的生活一定是败的，惨败。传不人度的
your life would be defeated miserably.
如果你是 switch 到主耶稣的身上，
but yet if your switch is be connected to Christ,
你和主耶稣基督的生命连在一起，
you are connected with his life,
那那个明光就照耀，
and then it is so bright,
所以的黑暗就消除，
it will drink all the darkness away.
你能够享受主的喜乐，
you will enjoy the joy,
享受主的平安，
his peace,
享受主的同在，
Presence,
享受主的能力，
His power,
是到你和这个主耶稣这个那个源头连接在一起的时候啊，
so,
那就是真正的生活。
So if you connected with Jesus as your source, then you will live a victorious life.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天你我，我们每一天的生活，我们是连接在哪一个源头里头？
So the question is, which source are you connected in your daily life?
在每一个弟兄姊妹，你要想想看。
So think about it, everyone.
你是连接在这个旧造亚当的生命里面呢？
Are you connected and united with the old Adam's life?
是天天凭着这个老亚当的生命而活的？
Do you live according to that old Adam's life?
那么你断定你一定是过失败的生活。
And definitely you will live a very defeated life.
你的生活一定是黑暗败坏。
And you'll be in corruption and darkness.
如果你是天天和主交通。
But yet every day is a fellowship with God.
和主的生命连接在一起。
And united and connected.
和主耶稣这个源头连接上。
You're connected with Him as a source.
那我告诉你啊，主就是你的生命，你的力量。
And I'm telling you, Christ will be your strength and your life.
你的前途就非常光明。
And your future will be bright.
你的生活就是呈现一片荣美。
But your life will be so glorious.
这就是我们基督真正的生活。
So this is our victorious life.
那么现在我们再来看。一个圣经当中一幅图画。
Let's look at the picture in the Bible.
我们看见大卫的战胜。
We look at the victory of David.
我们看见大卫怎么样在战场上打了那个美好的胜仗。
How did David win the battle?
啊，这段故事呢记载在撒母耳记第十七章。
It's recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 17.
撒母耳记十七章太长了，我们没办法一。全章就把它好好就读过。
This chapter is very long, so we cannot read it.
所以我讲到哪里就点到哪里哈。
So I will point to certain points.
就大卫那一幅战胜哥利亚的图画里边。
In the picture of David's victorious life over Goliath.
这第一件事情。
The first thing.
叫我们看见以色列人他们面对一个强大的仇敌。
Is that Israelite was facing a strong enemy at that time?
就那个腓力斯人哥利亚。
Is Goliath the Philistine?
你知道这个圣经形容哥利亚呀？
Do you know how the Bible describes him?
那是很可怕呀。
It's a very fearful.
你看，他的身高多少啊？
Do you know how tall he is?
身高六肘零一五口。
He's 9 feet tall.
六肘一肘大概是一尺半。
One cubit is about 3 meters.
六肘几尺啊？九尺是不是啊？
So he's about 9 feet tall.
还不是九尺，还加上一虎口。
And more than 9 feet tall.
比九尺还要多一虎口。
So he's more than 9 feet tall.
九尺多。
More than 9 feet tall.
这个姚明有几尺？
How tall is 姚明？
啊？
七尺。
Only
那他比姚明还高两尺多。
So Goliath is taller by 2 feet.
那么一个高大的巨人在那里啊？
Such a huge giant standing there.
那难怪你站在他跟前去，你渺小的像沙漠一样。
So you'd be just like a little insect before him.
啊，那么他那个穿上那个盔甲。
And the armor he wears.
这个盔甲呀，重5000舍克勒。
It is 5,000 shekels.
大概3个舍克勒就等于我们中国的一斤。
Okay, 3 shekels is like a Chinese pound.
啊，所以呢，5000舍克勒的话呢，大概1000多斤，或者将近2000斤。
So, 5,000 shekels is close to 2,000 Chinese pound.
你看他身上穿的盔甲呀，就是这个将近2000斤那么个盔甲。
So you see how heavy is his armor? So heavy.
他那个枪杆呐。枪杆粗如什么？粗如十步的机轴。
And his spear shaft was like a weaver's rod.
你想我们一般人用的枪杆是大概就是这么小小的一个屁股。
So usually people use a very small spear, the shaft is not that big.
那个十步的机轴有多大呀？
Do you know how big is the weaver's rod?
这个枪杆像十步的机轴那么大。
So his spear shaft was like a weaver's rod.
这么一个大。那高大的一个枪杆呢、啊、
？Such a big rod.
那个枪头多少重啊
You know how heavy it is?
像这多少？600克勒。
And an iron point weighs about 600 shekels.
那就200斤。
It's a more than 200
shekels. 枪头啊，重200斤。
So the tip of that spear is more than
600 shekels.
So when Goliath stands before you,
你吓人不吓人啊？
You'll be scared to death.
那时候啊，这个以色列一看见这哥利亚一站在面前了，以色列个个都吓得发抖啊。
So when Goliath standing before them, all the Israelites were
scared. 个个人都害怕的不得了啊。
They're scared to death.
谁也不敢去应战啊。
Nobody was willing to take a challenge.
那么圣经为什么这么描写呢？
Why did the Bible describe it that way?
就像我们今天人在地上所碰见的试炼。
So what it is the Bible is describing all the trials
we are facing. 我们人在这个地上所碰见的许多难处啊，就像这哥利亚一样站在我们跟前。
So all our difficulties and trials is just like Goliath standing before.
你我所碰见的许多的难处，许多的环境，那真是就好像看见哥利亚拿到那个像那个这部的肌肉那么粗的一个枪站在你跟前。
So our trials and circumstances, it's just like Goliath standing before us.
我想我们在座的中间就有弟兄姊妹可能碰见一些这么难处。
And some of our brothers and sisters now are facing troubles like this.
哎，今天我所面临到的这个环境，这个难处啊，那真的是吓人呐、啊。
My difficulty is so fierce.
哎呀，碰见这个试炼真是。我怎么办、啊、我实在是应付不了了，没办法了，过不去了。
I can't handle, I can't overcome all the troubles that I'm facing.
因为你看见这个难那么大，那难受那么重啊，吓都把你吓死了。
And even when just looking at it will just get me to death.
那么哥利亚就来挑战。
And the lions come and challenge.
哥利亚挑战就说，现在可以从你们中间呢挑战一个人。
He said, choose a man, have him come down to me.
是他吓到我这里来。
And let him come to me.
他若能够与我战斗
if he's able to fight and kill me,
将我杀死的话呢
and kill me,
那我们就都做你们的仆人
we will become your subjects.
反过来
but,
我若胜了他
but if I overcome him,
将他杀死
and kill him,
那你们呢都要做我的仆人
and you will be our subjects
那不是我
and serve us.
这段圣经很重要哦
this is very important.
那关键的点呢、啊
The most important point.
就在这里拣选一个人。
You must choose a man.
啊，所以这个一个人，这一人是很重要、很重要的关键。
You gotta choose a man. This is a very important thing.
因为亚当这一个人呢，就叫我们今天全人都受到破坏。
Because the man Adam has caused all of us trouble.
因为亚当一个人的失败呀、啊。今天我们众人就都成了罪恶，都成了罪人。
Because of the man Adam, we are under sin.
我们都落在罪的审判之下。
We're under the curse of sin.
我们都面临威胁，死亡的威胁。
We are under the threat of death.
我们全人类都遭殃了。
The whole human race.
都是亚当一人害我们。
Or because it's all because of Adam.
现在有一个人。
Now there's another man.
主耶稣呢
？The Lord Jesus.
因着主耶稣一人。
Because of him,
he为我们打了胜仗。
He defeated the devil.
就把我们全人类都可以从死亡的边缘上再重新拉拔起来。
So we can be rescued from the edge of death.
把我们带到复活的境地。
And to be brought to resurrection.
因为主要是为我们这时候这样打了胜仗。
Because his victory over our
sin. 还可以释放我们脱离死亡的威胁。
He can set us free from the threat of death.
叫我们这些一生因怕死而做死亡奴仆的人呢、啊，就不再做死亡的威胁。
Now we will not face the threat of death before we were so scared.
因为他也可以释放我们这些一生因怕死而做死亡的奴仆的人，把我们释放出来。
He can set us free from the threat of death.
啊，所以你看一下嘛，就因着这个人啊，一人的缘故啊，我们今天可以靠到了得胜。
So because of one of man, we can have victory.
啊，但是那个时候呢？以色列不知道。
At that time, the Israelites did not know.
可是我们一站在哥利亚跟前啊。
So while they stand before Goliath.
他们个个人都不敢应战。
Nobody is dare not to up the challenge.
远远的。
They hide themselves far away, and they just shaking.
不吓人。
And they're so scared to death.
就在这样的情况当中。
In this circumstances.
大卫出来了。
David came out.
啊。当扫罗的全军都不能够应战这个腓力斯人哥利亚的时候
，When the whole army of Saul cannot accept God, Goliath's challenge.
我们看见大卫那个时候还是个小小的孩子啊，但是出来。
So David just came out, and that's how he was a young man. He faced off Goliath.
他无所惧怕。
He had no fear.
他勇敢去迎战。
He's so courageous to face this battle. And also he killed Goliath.
那么大卫是怎么打胜仗的呢？
How did David defeat Goliath? First,
他依靠耶和华的命。
Because he fights in the name of the Lord Almighty.
这是非常重要。
So this verse is very important.
记得在撒母耳记上十七章四十五节。
First Samuel chapter 17.
他怎么说啊？
What did he say?
我们大家来读一读好吗？
Let's read it together.
你来攻击我，是靠着刀枪和铜戟；我来攻击你，是靠着万军之耶和华的名。
You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel.
你知道啊，这句主耶稣就是名啊，是超万名之上的名。
Because the name of Jesus is the name above all names.
所以我们高举主耶稣这个名啊，这个名就是我们自身的一个把握。
So when we exalt the name of Jesus, we have assurance of victory.
弟兄姊妹，今天呢，你来面临到许多的征战的时候，你靠谁呀、啊、
？So when you face up with battle,
靠你自己的聪明智慧。
Who do you rely on? Your own
靠你自己的本事能力。
Your own talent?
还是你靠主耶稣基督的名
？Or you rely on the name of Jesus?
我为这诗歌非常好的。
This is song that's wonderful.
全人民，全人民。
The name of Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣的名就必得胜。
Because of His name, we have victory.
啊。靠主耶稣的名得胜。
And we have victory over because of his name.
第二点呢
？Secondly,
大卫手中有五块光滑的石子。
On the hand of David, he has five smooth stones.
他是特别从溪水里边去挑选出来的。
He picked five smooth stones from the brook.
后来大卫就用这五块光滑的石子那一块呀、啊，就是用那个弹弓一打，一摔就摔到哥利亚的脑袋上了，就把哥利亚摔死。
So at the end, he used one of the smooth stones and killed Goliath.
这五块光滑的石子很有讲究。
And this five smooth stones is very interesting.
你知道这五块光滑的石子是怎么产生？怎么它的来历是哪里来的
？Where did this five smooth stone come from?
那就是本来在溪水里，本来在河流里边那个石头啊。
Because they are just stones in the brook.
经过山上下来的那个河流的冲击啊。
And because of all the power of the water,
有时候那个瀑布啊，从高山上下来，就冲击在这个溪流里面的石头。
And some of the water would fall from the waterfall and just hit the stone.
本来原来这些石头都是有棱有角的，都是粗粗糙糙。
At first, the stone had many corners.
但经过那个河水的那个强有力的冲击。
Because of the power of the water that strike on the stone.
当你经过长时间的冲击。
And after long years of this power of water.
就慢慢的把那些零零角角、粗粗糙糙的，通通都磨光了。
And all the corners is smoothed out.
就变成光滑的石子了。
It become very smooth stone.
弟兄姊妹，你说这个就是我们常常面临到许多难处的时候，我们在做一些学习。
This is what we learned before the Lord. When we
大卫的神，也就是在神面前呢，他有很好的学习。
Meaning that David had a wonderful learning before the Lord.
你没有好好的学习过，没有面对过难处啊，你是一块粗糙的石头。
If you had not encountered difficulty, you are just like a stone.
你像那个刚刚开到山上下来的那个石头一样，有棱有角的，粗粗糙糙的。
So it's just like a stone with all different corners.
人家一碰到你啊，你会把人家刺伤的。
If somebody would touch you, you would hurt somebody.
今天你看看你我们是不是像一块尖尖角角的石头啊
？What kind of stone are we? A stone with many corners that hurt people.
比如我一下子就把别人碰伤了。
We can hurt people easily.
所以经过许多的环境的冲击。
And through the powers of different circumstances.
在主面前学习。
As we learn before.
慢慢，他有了好的学习之后。
When we learn well,
就要保留说
as Paul said,
我知道怎样出卑贱。
I know how to deal with lowly.
我知道怎样出丰富。
I know how to deal with the abundant.
或者是尊贵。
Or honorable.
或者是卑微。
Or being in low.
或者是丰富。
Or abundant.
或者是有余。
Or have extra.
或者是健康。
Or health.
或者是疾病。
Or any illness.
无论是平坦。
whether it's smooth
或者挫折崎岖
or defeat
我都学会了
I have learned
我靠着那加给我力量的凡事都能够做
I can do all things in Him who strengthens me
我都学会了
I have learned well
所以这个渐渐就觉得通通处处通通都被磨光
So all these corners of a strong has
been smooth 这些基督徒啊肯定在各样的环境当中来学习
Is that we as Christians are willing to learn?
大卫就是因着在神面前有这样的学习。
Because David had learned well before God.
是的，手中有光滑的石头。
Therefore, he had a smooth.
这个光滑的石头一块打进去，就把哥利亚死。
Only one smooth stone would kill Goliath.
那假如今天你我没有在书面好好的学习的话
，If we, you and I have not learned well before God.
一碰见难处就逃避。
And you would just escape when you
encounter
the Lord. And you just retreat when you face
fire.
If you do not want to learn,
不会用这块石头去把仇敌堵死。
You will not have smooth stone on your hand to kill the enemy.
假设今天你我都肯好好的学习
，If you and I were willing to learn,
每一个都给我信心的环境。
All circumstances written by God.
主说万事都互相效力。
All things work for good.
叫爱神的人得益处。
For those who love Him.
主啊，今天我碰见这件事情。
Lord, I encountered this situation.
主，你要叫我学什么
？What do you want me to learn?
哎，你肯好好的学的话呀。
And if you're willing to learn.
你手中具有那块光滑的石子啊，是能够把仇敌这个死地的事。
Then you have the smooth stones on your hand to defeat the enemy.
啊，然后呢，大卫。就用哥利亚的刀杀死了哥利亚。
And later David used Goliath's own sword to kill him.
因为大卫自己是没有刀。
Because David had no sword.
他那个刀啊，是从哥利亚的刀，把哥利亚的刀拔出来。
He pulled a Goliath's sword out.
这个把哥利亚的刀拔出来，杀死了哥利亚。
He pulled Goliath's sword to kill him.
这个就是主耶稣钉十字架的故事。
This is the story where Jesus has been nailed on the cross.
十字架原来是撒旦。要把主耶稣钉死的是撒旦的工具。
A cross originally is an instrument that he wanted to use to defeat Jesus.
那主耶稣就因着他勇敢遵行神的旨意呢，他就借着十字架就败坏了当时间的魔鬼。
Because of Jesus' courage, wanted to go on the cross, therefore he can defeat devil on the cross.
这本来是撒旦要杀死主耶稣，就是十字架。
Originally, the devil wanted to kill Jesus. But yet, Christ defeated Satan's power through the cross.
飞去了撒旦一切的黑暗的权势。
And then just take away all the power of Satan.
这主要是大得胜、全得胜的一个厉害的得胜。
And he, the great victory.
主耶稣借着十字架打了美好的胜仗。
And through the cross, he had beautiful victory.
我们要高唱哈利路亚来赞美他。
And we have to sing hallelujah and praise him.
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道吧
？So you know, brothers and sisters.
谁肯接受十字架，谁就能够把仇敌置于死地。
Whoever is willing to take the cross, and they can defeat the devil.
谁弃绝十字架，谁手中就没有那个得胜的能力。
Whoever will forsake the cross.They would not have power to have victory.
这是非常真实的一句话。
This is something is really true.
基督徒凡是不肯拣选十字架
，When a Christian would not choose the cross,
不肯接受十字架对付的人
，Does not want to accept the dealing
cross. 永远不可能在撒旦面前大胜。
You will never have victory over Satan.
谁肯接受十字架？
Whoever is willing to take the cross,
谁肯让十字架做工在自己身上
？And willing let the cross to do a work in us.
什么时候你就十字架，什么时候你手中就能得胜的武器。
And you have the weapon in your hand for victory.
所以谁拣选十字架，谁就得胜。
Whoever chooses the cross, that will be the overcomer.
这就是我们基督徒啊得胜的秘诀。
So this is a secret of victorious life.
所以我们很喜欢唱一首诗歌。
We love a song.
就十字架。
At the cross.
很多弟兄姊妹都会唱的。
We all like to.
十字架，十字架。
At the cross.
我就夸耀。
At the cross. Means that glory.
这么诗歌本178首。
Number 78 in the hymnal.
我们大家都会唱的。我们介绍那个副歌的诗歌啊。
Let's sing that chorus, number 78.
十字架，十字架。是我的依靠，是。
Yeah.